Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
One of the most important keys of life is drinking and eating, because it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we have a blessing, we need to learn how to deal with it before it turns into a niqmah, into a punishment, and turns into a calamity, God forbid. When it comes to eating, we have many ahadith from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that they teach us the adequates of eating, how we should eat. First and most importantly, when it comes to food, we have to make sure that what we're eating is halal. And that is a big problem today. It's such a hassle trying to make sure that what you're eating is halal. Because sometimes these days, everything has a label on it that says halal. And because it has a label, we say, yeah, sure, that's halal. It doesn't mean it's halal. The label means nothing, even from a fiqh perspective, from jurisprudence perspective. You can't just take anything that's got halal on it. You have to be more careful. They're bringing the food from outside. They're bringing the chicken, the meats, and everything from outside. And most of the times, if not all the times, okay, let's not say all the times, 99% of the times, it's not halal. So first and foremost, we have to make sure that our food is halal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he went in Al-Isra al-Mi'raj, when he was descended to the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him in a long hadith, he says, Ya Ahmad, fa'idha utiba mat'amuka wa mashrabuka fa'anta fi hufzi wa kanafi. If your food and your drink becomes or comes from a halal source, then you are under my protection. Meaning the vice versa, if you're eating haram food and haram drinks, you are no longer under my protection. So me and you, we want to be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make sure that our food is halal. Otherwise, we're in big trouble. Halal, not only just to make sure that the chicken and the meat and the stuff that we buy are halal, but also the source of buying it is halal, the money-wise. So if I work, or if I cheat, or if I steal, or if I try to be smart and take interest from people or what have you, and make money in a way that is haram, and then I buy food with it, the money is haram, and the food, as a result, is also haram. And God forbid, if we have to feed our families and our kids this kind of money and this kind of food, then not only we end up harming ourselves, but we also ending harming our loved ones as well. So I have to make sure not only the food is halal, but the money that I buy the food with is halal. So which means that I have to look at my job. Is my job what I'm making money from? Is it considered to be a ma'asiyah to Allah? A sin? Am I committing a sin? Because a lot of jobs, we end up doing sins, but we overlook them. If that's the case, then we have to hit the brakes. Well, talking about brakes, let us take a break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects, The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. We said when it comes to eating, we have to make sure the food is halal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, من أكل الحلال قام على رأسه ملك يستغفر له حتى يفرغ من أكله. He who eats halal food, an angel will stand up on top of his head, and the angel will do istighfar, will seek forgiveness for him from Allah until he finishes eating, which is, in my case, it's just another excuse for me to stay on the table for longer. Because if you have an angel on top of your head doing istighfar, then why should you leave any soon? So that hadith itself, it has many dimensions to it. Now I'm just talking about the halal dimension. If we're eating halal, that means Allah is happy with us. He is so happy with us to the extent that he sends an angel over my head to pray for me, to do things for me that I don't do for myself. So just ensuring that you're eating halal, it means that you went through the effort to protect yourself, to protect your family. And for that, Allah says, this servant of mine, since he took care of himself, since he was listening to my advices and to my commands and my laws, I want to give him a gift. And that gift is our angel comes and try to do istighfar for you. So it's very important and at the same time, very beautiful. Another adequate and a very, very important adequate when it comes to eating, washing our hands. It's extremely important to wash our hands before we eat. Because during the day, we go around, we touch everything, right? And most of the things that we touch, actually, all the time, the things that we touch, they have germs and dirt. If we come straight to the table and we dig in with our hands, then we're literally taking all these dirt and all these germs and bacteria in our bodies. So we need to wash our hands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, الْوُضُوءُ قَبْلَ الطَّعَامِ يُنْفِي الْفَقْرِ. Washing your hands before food, it takes away poverty. وَبَعْدَهُ يُنْفِي الْهَمْ. And after food, if you wash your hands, it takes away worries and stress from you. وَيَصُحُّ الْبَصَرِ. And it gives you a stronger sight. So you can see from this hadith, now I can't expand it too much because I don't have much time. But from this hadith, it has a spiritual aspect and has a physical aspect. The physical aspect is that you will have a healthier body. Because if you eat with your hands and your hands are dirty, you bring diseases to yourself. So the Prophet says, one of the things is strengthen your eyes if you wash your hands. If you wash before and after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your rizq, your sustenance, and he will also takes away worries and stress from you, which is two things that we want in life. I want to be happy. I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to be worried. So I want to be happy. And I want to be rich. Two things we all want. And Allah says through the Prophet, all you have to do is wash your hands before and after you eat. Now, we leave it here and we will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents
a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.